Well, hey, welcome to my daily teaching video. Hey, in a moment, I'm going to jump into part two of my little mini series all about spiritual authority. I am in Ireland today in the city of Belfast. And today I want to talk about the roles and the authority that's contextual to the different roles we operate in and how to deal with that well. Good. Hey, a few quick things as normal. If you are new to my YouTube channel, my brain's all over the place today. If you're new to my YouTube channel, please do consider hitting the subscribe button down there. Big thanks to all of our new subscribers. We've just hit about 630,000, and we'll believe in the Lord to take that to 1 million subscribers this year. So excited to have you guys here. Secondly, why not sign up for our email newsletter? I encourage you to do that. It's a great way of keeping in touch with me. I have lots of meetings and events going on right now. And, I've taken a really kind of different tack this year where I feel the Lord just calling me to press into healing the sick every day. And everywhere I'm traveling right now, I'm conducting kind of training sessions for Christians on how to pray for the sick. But I'm taking them out into the streets and demonstrating them. You know, I'm just aware there's lots of great teaching about this stuff, but not that many people demonstrating it and doing it. So I'm pressing into that and taking ground in that area. Good. I mentioned yesterday, I'm here in Belfast for about 3 days, fly back to the US Friday. I have a revival service going to be doing the Merge in New Hampshire this coming Saturday. Sturbridge Mass Sunday. I'm at home for about a week, then I'm going to be in Canada. Check out the details on my website. I'm going to be all over the place. I'm having fun for the King of Kings. Good. So let's talk about authority. Let me read a couple of verses here to get us going. Matthew 28:18. Jesus came and spoke to them, said, "All power and all authority has been given to me, both in heaven and in earth. Go therefore, teaching, you know, all nations, making disciples." You know what? In effect, Jesus said, everything I taught you, everything I had you do, everything I trained you to do, you go and teach others to do the same thing. It's like Jesus says, I replicated myself in you, now go and replicate yourself in others. And I think it's so vital we understand this subject of authority. You know, it's great to have power, but power is actually pretty useless until you have authority. You know, I'm staying in an Airbnb in a lovely apartment here in Belfast, and in a sense, in that apartment is connected to the electrical grid of Northern Ireland. There's probably enough power to fry you and I alive, incredible power. You know, there'll be power stations, coal, fire, nuclear, and all this power, but it's controlled in that apartment by a little switch. And when I press the switch, the lights come on. When I press the switch, the oven comes on. When I press the switch, the shower turns on, all these things. And it's a little bit like that. All power in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus, but we have, in the name of Jesus, the authority to use that power to turn it on or to turn it off. And it's vital we learn to use that authority. I think so often things are going on in our life and we're praying about it and we're asking God to drive this off our life or to remove that. And you say, no, I've given you the keys. I've given you the authority. And we've got to learn to use that authority. A whole bunch of kids watching me here. It's good. So it's important we do that. What I want to do real quick today, I want to talk about, hey, different realms of authority. Firstly, there are natural authority that we have. I covered this a little bit yesterday where I talked about we should have authority over ourselves, over our environment, over our bodies. God won't allow me to blame Satan if I'm lazy, if I don't put my socks away, if I overeat, if I don't exercise. And there's just a natural authority we need to take in our own lives. And so often, you know, this shouldn't need to be said, but many people are struggling when they just haven't, they're not living, they're allowing chaos, as it were, into their own life, and they're not taking authority over their own emotions. They're not taking authority over laziness. There's a part of us where if we allowed ourselves to, we'd never go to work, we'd just sleep all day, we'd overeat, we'd do all those things. And it's important that we have that authority figure in our own lives. It's ourselves. The Lord said to Cain, sin lies at your door. It's like it knocks at your door. It desires to have you, but you must have authority over it. You must rule over it. Don't let it rule over you. Well, quite simple, really. And we've all got authority in our own lives. There are authority realms just at a natural, this isn't even a spiritual thing, but we'll all be in, you know, as citizens of a nation, we're under authority. Paul says submit to the ruling authorities. So there are police, there are governing authorities in pretty much every nation. Now, there's times if they overstep the mark, if they overstep the law of God, you don't have to submit to them. But we should be submitted to those authorities. Submit yourself to the police. Submit yourself to the IRS, the tax authorities, these kind of things. So there are natural authorities in a way. Most of us will have, certainly at times in our life, roles where we have a natural authority over others. Maybe as an employer, maybe as a manager, maybe you're a teacher in a school. You know, I remember as a, just being a kid in England, I remember at times, I'm just thinking of two teachers. I remember a younger teacher would come in and the kids would be chaotic and they're screaming and shouting, and this teacher would be like, stop, 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 and shouting at the kids. And then I remember this elderly teacher, she really elderly, she was probably about 60 at the time, but you know, when you're a kid, everybody's elderly. This tiny little lady coming in and she'd lift a finger and she'd say, stop. And she knew she was in charge, and we knew she was in charge. She would like whisper, stop. And every kid would shut up, sit down. She had authority, and she wasn't messing. She wasn't going to say it twice, and we knew it. And she knew it. And she actually knew that all of the power of that school, every teacher in the school, the state, if you will, the nation, everything stood behind her. She had authority. She wasn't trying to have authority like the other teachers. She had authority. So in that sense, that teacher had authority in that classroom. Now, did that teacher have authority in my home, my parents? No, nothing whatsoever. So there are spheres of authority. There are contexts of authority. Now, God will also give us authority and has given us authority in a particular role he calls us to, like the role of being a parent, like the role of, let's say, being a pastor, the role of maybe teaching. There are different things. And in those roles, God gives us authority again that's defined by a particular sphere. I think there are people God calls to really exercise spiritual authority in a city, in a nation. There are places we have authority and there are places we don't have authority. Quick story. Years ago, with a bunch of friends, I went to the nation of Kenya and in Africa. First time I'd ever been to Africa, only time I've ever been to Africa. And quick story, I was having dinner with a bunch of friends and with a missionary to the nation of Kenya who's gone to be with the Lord now, wonderful woman of God. And you know, we're just having lunch in Connecticut, and somebody sort of suggested, hey, we should all go to Africa together and preach the gospel. And it sounded a good idea. We're having lunch. We're like, yeah. And I kind of said, yeah, I'm up for that one. And 2 or 3 weeks later, the rest of the group had all bought their tickets. And they were like, Graham, you are coming, aren't you? And I'll be honest, I didn't really pray about it. I wasn't sent. I went. And I went to the nation of Africa with my friends. Now I'm staying there with this woman of God, mighty woman, an apostle, you know, called to this city, this nation. And we had fun. We really did. We were up the streets praying for people, preaching, a demon screaming out in markets. I went to a prison, and I have a video of this actually. I smuggled a camera in, which I'm supposed to do, but I preached to about 3,000 prisoners, mainly Muslim prisoners, I think it was, in a prison, and saw hundreds come to Christ and healings everywhere and all this kind of thing. On the last day, we're all together with this group. We were in an airport, and the president of Kenya walks into the airport with all of his bodyguards, and you know, our group goes, and this lady we're with prophesies of him. This is having a powerful time, and we are routing the kingdom of Satan in this nation. Now, on the last few days, I spent about 3 days on my own. All of my friends left. This great lady of God, this missionary, this apostle left, and I was on my own in the city of Nairobi. And I caught malaria, which I really don't recommend. And I'm staying in this mission house. I catch malaria. I'm like incredibly ill. I'm having like visions, you know, delirious in a way. And eventually they sort of shipped me back to France. I laid down on the floor on the plane to France. Literally, it's like a stretcher. They had to carry me through Amsterdam airport, managed to get back to Lyon, France, where I live. My wife took me straight to hospital in Saint-Étienne, I think it was, where I lived. And I'm sort of like in Saint-Étienne Hospital with all these wires beep 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 in me, and I'm suddenly like, Lord, I cry out to the Lord, say, Lord, what's going on? And the Lord spoke to me and he said, I never called you to go to Kenya. I didn't grace you to call to be in Kenya. You have no calling there. You went there and you were operating in your gifting and your natural authority anyway. You went smashing in the nose, you had a balloon, but I didn't want you in Kenya. Your context, your sphere wasn't to be in Kenya. Now I repented because I never bothered even asking the Lord. I just went and God instantly healed me. And here's what I want you to see though. Stay in your calling. There's an authority that comes with the specific calling you have. Now again, tomorrow I'll talk about the general authority that every Christian has over Satan. But there is authority for specific tasks that God calls us to do. You know, I'm functioning as a pastor and I have authority in that house. I don't have authority in somebody else's house. I have authority as an evangelist, as a minister when I travel, but I'm under somebody else's authority when I do that. So recognize the realms and the sphere of authority. Paul talks about this in 2 Corinthians, I believe it's 12. Let me end with this one. Let's find it. Oh. In my mini Bible. In 1 second here. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 12, not chapter 12, we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. They measuring themselves by themselves, comparing themselves amongst themselves, are not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us, a sphere which especially includes you. We are not overextending ourselves, though our authority did not extend to you. For it was to you we came with the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things beyond measure that in his other men's labors, but having hope as your faith is increased, will greatly be enlarged by you in our sphere. So Paul is saying, let's stop comparing ourselves, measuring ourselves by any other ministry. Stay in your lane. Paul says, I've got a sphere. The favor of God gives you a territorial authority in the sphere of your assignment. God has given you an assignment, and there are boundaries to that assignment. No one believer is called to do everything in the body of Christ. And as you stay in your sphere, you have authority in your sphere. You step out of your sphere, and you lose the authority of your gifting that is relating to the assignment. When I went to Kenya, I'm a Christian, every Christian. My children have power and authority over every satanic things. I went there, but I had no grace. It wasn't my sphere, I wasn't called to be there. So find out your sphere and use authority to step fully into that. If you're confused by that, we'll carry on and clarify things tomorrow. Guys, I'm gonna check up. Have a wonderful day wherever you are at, in the name of Jesus. Bye for now.